trade does, particularly in this current framework of the AGOA, include the importance of respecting international labor standards, which is what I refer to as internationally recognized or accepted labor standards. That's important. There was always a feeling that the labor standards can undermine growth or can undermine trade, but they don't. Our research has suggested that, in fact, they do enhance, for example, the participation rates, especially of women, in trade and also in the economy.
When you talk about internationally recognized labor standards, do you feel like that has helped create decent work?
Our work in Lesotho was a project called Better Working Conditions, and it targeted at the textile industry, which was a part of the AGOA package for Lesotho. So it was very important, as you know, particularly if you've been following what has happened in Bangladesh a few years ago when this factory for textiles collapsed with fatalities because occupational safety and health standards were not observed. For Lesotho, what we tried to do was to try and make sure that employers understand labor standards to which the government of Lesotho had signed on to as a member of the International Labor Organization. But more importantly, we trained people to work with workers and employers to ensure that standards are observed, occupational safety is observed, that the workers' rights are respected in the workplace, and that if all these things are observed, in fact, in practice, it does raise morale, you know, of workers. It also raises productivity of workers, and that's good for the entrepreneur, the owners of the means of production, but generally for society by extension.
In some of the countries in Africa where the trade agreement is in place, there are still issues regarding child labor, for example, discrimination at work, equal pay for men and women. Is that something that ILO can assist with?
Absolutely. Those are, in fact, essential components of internationally accepted labor standards, or international labor standards, as it were. And we are working in Cote d'Ivoire, and also in Ghana, and Morocco, and other countries, in particular on how to combat child labor, and working with other organizations such as UNICEF as well, essentially looking for alternatives to child labor, making sure that, and one of the approaches that has been used in those countries to ensure that the children stay in school, that schools are available and accessible, and that often children are provided with food while at school, which they may not be able to get while at home. But more importantly, to encourage employment of parents so they do not have to put their children to work, so that children can be allowed to be children. So that's a major program of work that we work with, but we've also, in this respect, worked closely with the Department of Labor of the United States government in this respect. In fact, the project I referred to earlier was largely funded by the U.S. through the Department of Labor. And we also, in fact, promote equal pay for equal value of work, very strictly on that. Also enhance gender or women's participation in employment opportunities, as it were. So these are really, in fact, what you mentioned, key labor standards that we champion and over time helped develop standards for as international labor organization, and then we're trying to implement.
Do you feel that these are things that could or will be implemented in the future?
I sure hope so. They've been working on some of these standards for almost 100 years, as you know. It's not a once-off thing. It requires institutional and systemic capacities. You need inspectors. You need to educate the workers about their rights at work. You also need to educate employers about the importance of paying fairly for fair work and avoiding discrimination and make sure that workers have safety, occupational safety. But it's also extremely powerful if, for example, a trade agreement like AGOA, which is unilateral to the United States, highlights some of these issues as a requirement for promoting trade between the United States and another country. That's an extremely important opportunity for partnership for those of us that champion these labor rights. But, of course, I'm not naive to imagine that things will automatically change overnight.